B-Pod Studios.
Your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. A little earlier, we had this list of the best free agents that were signed in Philadelphia sports, and obviously Bryce Harper would go to the top of the list, but I just realized you way shortchanged Jonathan Papelbon because he happens to be, Tyrone, the team's all-time saves leader. Now, how could you not put him on the list?
Well, I don't know who I could take off. I can't take off Pete Rose.
You can't have the all-time saves leader signed as a free agent, not on your list.
I can't have Runyon and Troy Vincent Jenkins.
Who's your list again?
Rose Lee.
Rose Lee.
Runyon.
Runyon.
Troy Vincent.
Vincent.
Malcolm Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Then Fryer.
Has Jenkins done it long enough?
Yes, and won a Super Bowl.
Fryer, you might want to take off.
Well, I can take him
off. 3 years.
All right, boom.
Had 2 years of 1,000-yard seasons. I thought it was more.
All right, Ricky Waters then.
Waters definitely goes. He had 3 great years.
Jim Thome.
Thome.
Danny Briere, I agree with.
Briere.
Nick Foles.
Hey.
I have to. He signed as a free agent. They won the Super Bowl.
He was their property, though.
He was with the Chiefs, and then he was a free agent.
He was really not a free agent. He was a former Eagle.
All right, in that
Get
case.
Get him off.
Then I'll have to put. I put Reddick. And then Papelbon 10th.
All right, so you got Papelbon.
10th.
All-time saves leader.
Maybe Roenick. I got to think about it.
No, Roenick's out.
All right, then, yeah.
Roenick's numbers.
Reddick, 9th. Great shooter. And then Papelbon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, Papelbon's got to make it. All-time saves leader. I didn't realize. I thought somebody passed.
Yeah, but did he win anything?
He passed Joe Table.
I love Joe Table.
Joe Table had the record.
Philly doesn't remember him for that, though. They remember him for his antics.
Yeah, they do, but he was the all-time saves leader.
I mean, when you think of him, was that at the top of your mind when you thought of Jonathan Papelbon?
I knew he had a lot of saves. I didn't realize he was
Or were you thinking about him grabbing his junk?
Yeah, and all that mess.
No, I don't think of that. I look at the production.
With Joe Table, I think about that crazy article that came out once he finally retired.
He grabbed his junk? Diallo after the dunk.
Yeah.
He grabbed it.
Yeah, but he didn't turn to the fans and do it.
Yes, he certainly did turn to the fans. He was on live TV doing it.
Yeah, but like his was like a... Was
yeah,
not,
I don't know. It was a gleeful grab at a crotch.
Yeah. Papelbon was never gleeful.
I gleefully grab my crotch all the time, so I know what that's about.
Right, but Papelbon was doing it with anger. But remember when Joe Table was here?
It's gleeful. Well, I'm sorry.
That crazy article came out that if you did the math, he would have had to have had a kid when he was like 13.
Who?
Jose Mesa at the time. But apparently it was like a stepchild from his, who was a little bit older than him. But at the time I was like, wow, Joe Table had a kid.
Joe Table was Pope.
But he wasn't. That was the crazy story. But you were going to mention some big news.
Yeah, I was going to mention some big news, but right after this. Because the Flyers traded Wayne Simmonds.
Yeah.
This guy is a hockey geek, obviously. He looked it up. Since 1980, they got a fourth-round pick out of it, which could be a third-round pick. The Flyers have had one fourth-round pick in their history that's played over 300 games in the NHL. And his name was Reed Simpson. I don't even remember. So the fourth-round pick does not fare well in the NHL.
But it's going to be a third, most likely.
They gave him away.
Right, and that's why. And fans, I put it on our social media, they're livid. And I guess I can't blame them.
You know, Simber. Big player for Flyers.
Well, they're saying they should have got some more.
All right, here's the big news. You know, you can watch us daily right now on NBC Sports Philadelphia from 2 to 5. Starting Monday, you got the full money. 4 hours worth of the Mike Missanelli Show on NBC Sports Philly. How about that?
It's incredible.
4 hours.
The infamous 5 o'clock hour.
That is correct.
Ty and I were discussing it prior to the show, and I said, you know, a lot of our viewers now, they don't get to see us after 5. So I'm wondering if the calls are still going to be as...
Weird
as they are now.
Well, I think it might get weirder. The 5 o'clock hour gets more pertinent now for people.
Yeah. But all of our friends up in Hazleton and all that,
exactly.
All far away.
So you get a lot more people that are going to wait till 6 o'clock to be on. Or 5 o'clock.
Sound off is going to be off the chain.
Yeah, like that.
So there you go, right there. Live sound off. You'll be able to see it on TV
and
see my reaction.
Wow. That's going to be great.
And for people that are worried, Mark and Amy are good.
Yes, they're on other assignments, yeah, as they say.
Because I know people are going to be upset. Uh-huh. That's always the uncomfortable thing when we make an announcement like this.
Yeah, that is correct.
They're both good.
All right, let's go back to the phones. T-Love in Collingdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, T-Love?
Hey, I'm going on, I got some crazy stuff to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, just suppose we got a little conspiracy brewing with this Harper thing. Now, in order to keep the fan base loyal and so that it doesn't turn, wouldn't you spin it as maybe though the guy didn't want to come here rather than let the fan base know that you underbid him? And then maybe that's why all of this stuff is going on and on and on. You know what I mean?
Guess what? Somebody's going to find out that they underbid him. You don't think they're going to be able to keep that a secret, right?
Well, yeah. Eventually.
That's going to be monster big news that they didn't pay $300 million.
Eventually. But I'm just saying.
But within a week.
People are getting so tired of this right now, you know, so they're spinning, the guy hates Philly or he don't want to come here or whatever. I mean, for me personally, I'm going by what you say. You say that the guy is worth it. Okay, I'm going to go with what you're saying. I'm looking for the guy to be Willie Mays at $300 million. I told you that before. Now,
so you can't look at it that way. You got to look at it simply as this. You hope he can be Willie Mays, but you have to look at it like this. Are the Phillies better off adding him? Does it give him a better chance to win something? What's the answer to that question?
Well, the question is if he comes in and he bats and protects the other guys, and we can get one guy on base and then two, three, four, five, can produce.
Bro, he's in the prime of his career, and he had 100 RBIs in a bad year last year.
Well, I definitely want to see 5 years out of this guy. Mm-hmm. And I want him here, yes. I mean, it'll be exciting to have the guy.
But again, you're looking at what might happen if he doesn't. You can't look at it that way. He's available. He's the best player they can get right now to increase their chances to win. End of story. And it doesn't matter how much they have to pay for it.
Let's talk basketball.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Here's my concern. Larry Brown was a teacher of basketball. He was a great teacher, but he couldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't win, and I'm nervous about the Brown that we have now. I'm thinking he's the same guy. You know what I mean? I don't see this guy being able to coach these guys. I don't see any evidence of it yet. I mean, and I wonder.
It's a new team, right? So you have to give it till the end of the year, and he doesn't have Embiid right now. So, they lost to Portland. Were they supposed to beat Portland without Embiid? Portland's a good team.
Okay, well, even without Embiid, he's still, everybody's complaining about lineup, substitutions. And, it's an obvious thing. That is going on.
I get it. T-Love, what did I say? If they don't win the East, he should be fired. Yeah. So that's all I can say. Let's go to Bill in Cherry Hill. Bill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
How you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Bill?
Quick question. You said Dallas Keuchel is a three starter at best, right?
Yeah. At this stage of his life, yes.
Okay. Would you still rather have him pitch 200 innings and get you 12 to 15 wins, then mess around with Pivetta, Eflin, Velasquez?
Yeah, but they Keuchel. can sign Keuchel with Harper. They don't have to sign him in lieu of Harper.
No, I understand that. But
well, that's the only thing I'm saying. Yeah, would I take him? Yeah, but you can't say that. Okay, let's just say put our money in Keuchel and the closer.
I wouldn't even deal with Kimball right now.
All right.
I would just worry about Keuchel and having a pretty good three.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I'm not against it. I'm just talking about in lieu of Harper. People are saying, well, I would just load up on the pitchers.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. But even if you wasn't going to grab Keuchel, wouldn't you give one of these AAA guys like Irving or any of them a shot?
Who?
Cole Irving or any of them guys that are lefties that are in it. They keep saying about they need a lefty starter, but don't they have them in the minors?
No.
No?
No.
Better ready now?
No.
Hmm. Okay. I thought they'd serving no, or any of them.
They don't have anybody who's imminently ready.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Well, but yeah. They take the world as their 3-4-5.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, maybe it's my
the world of, yeah, well, the center fielder. You know,
maybe it's my eyes. Could be.
Carrera.
Could be my eyes. I don't see the pitchers properly anymore.
No.
I don't know.
No, okay. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, take care, Mike. You got it.
You know, Mike, there is something with my eyes. The person who's been the best player so far spring training is none other than my guy Nick Williams. Crushing the ball. New upright stance. His hands are flying through the zone. They're going to have to find some time for him even after they get Harper. He might have to end up playing a lot of center field this year.
Yeah, he's looking great. If Harper, he's gone.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You need another left-handed bat.
I mean, you got to move Herrera or somebody.
Right-handed pinch hitter at that point.
Now you need him. He's playing great.
Nick Williams.
Nick Williams, playing great.
Ted Williams. I mean, Nick. Sorry.
He's a starter in this league.
Teddy Williams.
I don't think he's gone.
The Splendid Splinter.
You separate him with enough guys. One guy's batting third. He can bat seventh. Hit for power.
Yeah.
Got to keep him around. He's having a good spring so far, Mike.
He's a 3.5, bro.
3.0.
3.0. He's 3.5, 4. Ted in Fishtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ted.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, bud?
Hey, I'm glad you got to Atlanta and got some golf in.
It was a mess. Believe me. It actually set me back. Now, I was actually trending up before I got to Atlanta. Now I'm a total mess.
Yeah, I played Friday. It was sloppy. Real bad. I wanted to talk about Bryce Harper, but while I was on hold, I thought of another player that possibly could make your list. How about Reggie White?
Reggie was not a free agent. He was a conditional draft pick that they got from the USFL.
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe he was like a free agent.
No, he was not technically a free agent. They had drafted him as a conditional draft pick.
Okay, well, then scratch that. And as far as Bryce Harper, man, it's weird that Magic Johnson has his hands in this again. He was, messing around with Simmons. Now he's involved with the Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. This guy gets around.
Well, you know, he's L.A., I mean, they used to make it a big splash, but he only offered him a 3-year contract. Now, Bryce wants to take that. God bless him.
Yeah.
But if the Phillies aren't getting over $300 million, then who's to blame?
Yeah, they don't. I believe they've done all they could. And
I don't think they have done all they could. That's the point. If they're not getting over $300 million, they haven't done all they could.
Everybody has their limits, Mike. Maybe that
reason. Well, really? So you want to play with the fans, Keister? For their limits, after you told your fans that you could spend unlimited sums?
I'm ready to pull the trigger on a six-game package, but I'm not signing. I'm not buying the package.
Well, there you go. There you go. But that should be the message to them.
Right? And also, you guys always complaining about the officiating. I was watching some AAF.
Yeah, I never complained about the officiating.
Well, what they do in that league is, the flag is, they throw the flag, and what it does, it goes up to review to somebody in the booth, and they make the decisions up there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the officiating, in my view. That's how you're talking to the wrong guy. I got no beef with officiating, like other people.
Yeah.
They're wasting years in their life worrying about officials.
No.
Years of their life. You know, they could live to 71, they're going to die at 68 because of this. Seriously. Stressing himself out over a couple guys wear white stripes shirts.
We just want the game to be officiated the right way.
Let's go to Rob and Colwyn. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Yeah, Mike, first before I say anything, I want to apologize to Tyrone for calling him Jerome. And I am 65. I'll be 65 next week.
That's
but
all
I just
right.
want to apologize.
That's okay.
All right. Now, I know everyone's talking about Bryce Harper, and I was listening to this one top baseball analyst. He was saying, this is what he was saying about Bryce Harper, the Phillies wanted him, but they also are looking in the future for Mike Trout, that they wouldn't go too crazy about Harper due to the fact of Mike Trout. And to me, there's nothing greater and no greater ball player than...
Yeah, let me stop you right here. All right. Mike Trout's 2 years away.
I know.
Okay. Now, if Mike Trout gets on the free agent market, do you think that the big franchises would not go crazy to sign him? You think they wouldn't have to compete against the Yankees and the Red Sox and all these teams that have all kinds of money? What makes you so sure you would get Mike Trout?
All right, first, Mike, because his loyalty to the area. For one reason.
What loyalty to the area does he have?
They were saying about Mike Trout.
How do you define loyalty to the area?
Okay, when the Phillies went to the won the World Series, he was out there because he couldn't.
He went to a couple games.
He didn't have no. He didn't have no ticket, so he was outside the stadium.
He wants to play here full time because he's a fan and he can go to a couple games. What would make him want to play here full time? The pressure.
Watching it. I heard him talk, and I heard the things he was saying.
But what? I talked to him 2 weeks ago. He didn't say one word to me about wanting to come to Philadelphia. All he said was he hears it every day from people.
Right.
Never has he expressed anything to anybody that he would love to play in Philadelphia.
I heard a few things, but the one...
Well, who are you hearing from? Unless it's his father, you got nothing.
When one person was talking, every time that when Philadelphia made a splash with a Pacific player, a top player, Mount Trout will always say, we.
Well, okay, that's great. And maybe they do have a shot at Mike Trout. You can't not pursue Bryce Harper because maybe you have a chance in 2 years to get Mike Trout. Now, does that make any sense? I mean, at that point, maybe you can also get Mike Trout. But that doesn't mean you have to be out on Bryce Harper because there's this speculation that maybe Mike Trout would want to play in Philadelphia. A, maybe he likes it. Separated from his friends who aren't badgering him, and he plays in Orange County. Maybe he likes that lifestyle where it's nice and warm. Comes back here for Eagles games, and he goes right back to California. Two, they're talking to him about a contract extension. Now, if the California Angels offer Machado money or more than Machado money to Mike Trout, what's he supposed to say? No? Because in 2 years, he could get hurt and, you know, whatever. Like right now, he wouldn't take $40 million a year from the Angels? And three, if he ever gets the free agent, I think the Yankees would back up a truck. The Yankees would pay him $400 million in a blink.
Apparently.
So where did the Phillies figure in all this? Because Nick Foles gives him a football.
Yeah,
or Carson Wentz gives him a football.
I don't know.
He's got 17 footballs.
Apparently there's small market teams like Kansas City that said if Trout was ever available, even they would be bidding. Because they think he would be the type of guy that would actually be worth it.
Who would not be bidding?
Everybody's going to bid on him.
But he loves it here. He does? Gee, I haven't read that. Does he love it here? He goes to a game. I don't mean he loves it here.
It's hard to beat that California weather.
He left Millville a long time ago, bro. Let's go to Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, welcome back, guy.
What's up, Dave?
Beautiful job by the two members of the A team filling in the Mikey Miss wannabe Andrew Stoutsoonis on Friday.
Andrew Stoutsoonis getting a little flavor in there, huh?
Mikey, no surprise here that Harper may be in Dodger blue. Kapler is a village idiot. He's a borderline weirdo. It's painfully obvious that Harper does not want to play for Kapler. And in all fairness, we should have both these guys locked up.
Yeah, again, the baseball manager doesn't mean anything, and nobody doesn't want to play for a team because of a manager. You're misguided. You're misguided when it comes to that.
Little birdie told me that, and the little birdie's usually...
little birdie told you that? Believe me when I tell you that a major league manager has no bearing on whether a guy wants to play in a certain city if they're offering the money.
Then that trumps what my little birdie told me, and I appreciate that. Mike,
it's been an ugly rumor.
Well, let me switch gears a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I hope Jay Wright and Villanova are playing possum because I have them on a huge overlay, a 22-1 to win the chip this year. Please tell me he's going to rock that ship.
Dude, they got no chance to win a national championship with this team. None. None. I don't know what would make you bet that.
I like Booth. I like Pascal, and I like Gillespie.
Guess what? Gillespie should be out of the lineup, and Quinterly should be playing, so they can get some kind of semblance of up and down basketball because they don't score.
Oh, okay.
Keep playing Gillespie instead of Quinterly. Now you got to switch gears and go. All right, we got to give this kid the ball. Let it get up and down. Maybe we get some fast break baskets. They can't score.
All right, can I deliver a personal message to
Sure, go ahead.
If you don't like it here, if you don't want to play here, at least give the illusion that you want to play here. On paper, we got a team that may go to the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, pack your bags and get out of town. But give the illusion you want to play here this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Jimmy Butler needs to be more of an alpha. And the longer it goes on, the more I look at the guy and I go, maybe he doesn't want to be here. I don't know why he won't want to be here. You know, this team hasn't started to cook firmly yet. Now, maybe when they get in the playoffs and they're all rounded out and they're really a bona fide contender, and hopefully that can happen, that'll change his mind. But I expected a lot more from Jimmy Butler. I expected more Tiger. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Fanatic. 4:30, Mike Vesnelli's show. We're only on the 5 today. Starting next Monday, we'll be on till 6. Right here on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Let's get a Twitter poll updated at 4:30. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Miss Natalie.
Lots of votes on this one today. Over 3,800 at this point. Are you done with Harper? 51% says, yes, I've had enough. 49% say, no, we need him. So, still split.
All righty. Haven't heard from any Flyer fans today, despite a tremendously exciting game at Lincoln Financial Field where 20,000 Flyer fans turned out and probably about 35,000 Eagle fans in the building. Because the Flyer fans top out at 20. So the Eagle fans came to their football stadium to watch hockey.
I talked to a couple guys before the Sixers game that were doing the double.
Oh.
They went to the Sixers game in the daytime.
It was an experience.
And then they
being out there. I don't know how much fun it was in the rain. If you're watching that game, I'd love to hear from you. But a very exciting conclusion. The last 5 minutes of that game was torrid.
It was magic.
It really was. Magic.
It was magic. And
pull the goalie with 3 minutes to go, get the JVR tap in.
It really lifted my spirits because I was a little upset about the Sixers.
And then Voracek throws one in. It goes through three guys and slides into the net.
See? And then G.
And then G with the game winner in OT.
And a great picture. Whoever captured that was a great job with him with his arms out after the game winner.
Yes.
It was really exciting.
It was an exciting day. Outside in the rain and all that kind of stuff. Outdoor pond hockey.
Nah.
But then, you know, Flyers took a punch today. The fans, because they're one of their favorite players was traded, Wayne Simmons, for basically nothing.
Yeah.
They just wanted to get rid of his salary. I'm looking at Dallas Keuchel. A lot of people, Dallas Keuchel, blah. Just looking at his numbers last year. He's clearly a declining pitcher. Last year, he actually led the league in hits given up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He gave up 211 hits, led the league. Now, his ERA was respectable, 3.74. But his walks to his whip, 1.314 strikes and walks per inning.
Yeah, now, do you see, like, from 2 years ago what it was? You have all the stats from just last year.
The year before that, he was 14-5 with a 2.90 ERA.
And I think the year before that was probably better.
No, the year before that was bad.
Oh, okay. But
9-12. The year before that, he was 20-8.
That was the Cy Young.
Yes. He was the Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah.
That
year. Yeah, he's in decline.
20-8, and then 9-12, 14-5, and then 12-11. And I looked at his velocity charts, and they were way down. Like, he throws 90.
So why do so many people want him?
Well, because he's a guy, he's out there. And they're looking at, like, is he better? He probably is better than their number three guy now. So, I know, I would take a chance. But he's, you know, he's not a bellwether, you know? All right, let's go Jay in Newtown. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Hi, Mike. Good afternoon.
What's up, Jay?
Not too much. Not as frustrated. I'm frustrated with the Bryce Harper, but it's not that big a deal. It's a big deal. I've been aware of him since he supposedly hit that 600-foot home run in, like, 2009.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's really the same kind of way I used to look at Ryan Howard when he would take a bad swing or something. He's making $25 million a year. I can't really understand the money either way, so I just don't care. You know, if he goes to L.A., I'll boo him so hard. And also, Mike, do you remember when he got hit by Hunter Strickland when he ran out and he threw the helmet and the dude just bullseyed his chin? That's all I got, really.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about that stuff.
I really don't.
I don't care about his fight with Papelbon, any of that stuff. That kind of stuff happens occasionally in a clubhouse. You know, I'm not worried about him being a punk. I couldn't care less. He's a slugger, man. Get in there and start raking.
Yeah. No, Mike, I agree. I think if he comes in here and hits 57 home runs.
Yeah, he's not going to hit 57. He's going to hit 45. He's going to hit 45 here.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be streaky, but when he gets hot, everybody's going to forget about it.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's a hell of a player, so thanks for your time.
All right, man, you got it. Now, I like a left-handed slugger. I've always been partial to a left-handed slugger. Matt Westchester. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
I heard you earlier talking about, you know, it's not our money. But, I mean, do you think the Phillies are sitting there thinking, hey, listen, if we spend $300 on Bryce Harper, does it take them out of the equation for Trout in 2 years completely? I mean, where are they going to get this money from?
Where are they going to get the money for Bryce Harper?
No, they have the money for Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
But if they go on him, does that take them completely out of the market for Trout in 2 years?
No, because you got guys that are coming off contracts.
That's true, but I mean, do you really think he's going to make up the difference? You know, he's that game-winning guy who is going to, you know, win all these games.
Why are you stretching your brain? There's only one question you have to answer. Does he make the Phillies better to the point where they're a contender? That's the question. Now,
it's
a yes or no question, and my answer to that is yes. Now, what is your answer?
Right now he does, but I feel like it could hurt us in the future.
Well, what are you worried about the future? Why? Why would you worry about the future if you make your team a contender this year? Why would you care about the future when you know, A, they have money, and B, they're going to shave off some salaries from guys?
How much money do they have is the real question.
They've got there's no salary cap, bro. They can spend all the money they want.
That's true. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right. You know, don't worry about the money part of it. The money part is the least thing you should worry about. Now, you're going to pay $8 for a hot dog, but that's beside the point. Don't buy a hot dog. Or if you order a hot dog, slice it in half and ask him for two buns.
That's a violation.
Chris in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, thanks for my call, Mike.
What's up, Chris?
First time calling. I'm sitting there watching you on TV, and these fans talking about Mike Trout, man, they're delusional. Why would you give up the opportunity to get Bryce Harper now based off the possibility of getting a free agent who you probably will not get? Or maybe you will.
Well, that's the thing that doesn't make sense. It's all speculative that you might have a chance at getting a guy. Here's a guy that can be delivered on your doorstep.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I would hate to see him go to L.A. That's the one thing I would just hate to see. But do you think that the fans would boo them on opening day? Because why go out and make this trade for JT?
Yeah, they wouldn't boo him.
I don't know.
They wouldn't boo them because they're a respectable team. I mean, they're going to be a decent team, so they wouldn't get booed for not getting Harper.
You just can't have your owner making comments like that, and then
no, you're right. Now on Sports Talk Radio, they're going to get killed, but at the ballpark, they probably won't get booed.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get why you make the trade for JT and then you kind of just stop right there and you're like, oh, maybe we'll go after Mike Trout 2 years from now.
They're not thinking that. Believe me, they're thinking of trying to wrangle. I'm more convinced that they haven't offered him $300 million. They're trying to wrangle him for less than $300 million, knowing that they're putting 10 years on the board and nobody else can put 10. So why should they go to $300 million?
Great question. I think the Machado thing really kind of, obviously, it said it shocked them, but I don't know. I mean, if they don't get Bryce Harper, I don't know what they're doing. But he's the difference between getting into the playoffs and not getting into the playoffs.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
And that's really the simplest way you can boil it down to. You know, well, he's not worth the money. What are they going to do in 2 years? And what about Mike Trout? And all these questions that you're asking that are irrelevant to the day-to-day thing. Live in the moment. Jake Swarthmore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake.
Hey, Mike. I've been listening to you since I was a kid, man. It's my first time calling.
Thanks for calling, bro.
You're welcome, man. So I wanted to say, like, no doubt I want to get Harper. His numbers aren't astronomical, but I still want to get him. $300 million, whatever it takes. But why can't we trade for Mike Trout in a couple of years and then sign him with the money we make from winning the World Series after we trade for him?
What do you have to trade for him for in 2 years as a free agent? You're not going to trade for him. I mean, who could you possibly trade for him now? I mean, he's like the star of the league. They're not going to trade him.
Well, they went out and got Real Muto and Segura. We have some pieces we could trade for him. Why wouldn't the Angels?
Why would the Angels trade him for that? Well, like, what's your deal to get the best player in the game? Real Muto?
No, I'm not trading Real Muto. I'm saying we got some new players, so let's trade some people in the farm system.
But that still doesn't get you Trout. Why would the Angels trade Trout to the Phillies for prospects?
Cash considerations.
Well, man, you don't trade your star player.
No,
There's no reason to trade. They got him a contract for 2 years. They got 2 years to re-sign him to a deal. There's no reason to trade him now.
Well, I didn't think about them saying no. Honestly,
why would you not think about them saying no?
Because I think they can make it happen.
Who can make it happen? I'm going to make you the Angels. Would you trade Mike Trout 2 years before his contract expired?
Look, if I could get a lot of nice young players out of it,
like whom? Who is good enough in the Phillies farm system that you would trade Mike Trout for?
Well, that I don't know.
Come on, man. Come on, that's silliness. 610-632-0975. Mike Masnelli Show right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, 445, Mike Masnelli Show. A little earlier, we went over like a list of the top free agents that were ever signed in Philadelphia. And frankly, it's not a glorious history. And maybe it's because it's Philadelphia, it's not LA, it's not a glam city. But the best we could do here, Harper would go to the top of the heap. Well, I don't know. Would Harper go above Rose? Probably would, right?
Not right away.
Rose, Harper, here we go. Because Lee did have bad moments here. Harper would be two.
He would be two, but if he didn't perform, he could fall off the list completely.
True, but right now, as a signing, a marquee signing, he would be the second biggest name since Rose.
Yes.
So it would be Rose, Harper, Lee, Runyon, Vincent Jenkins, Waters, Tomey, Briere, Papp. Yeah. And then your boy Reddick would not make it.
That's what hurts me.
Reddick didn't make it on Saturday either.
No, he needs to make sure he sends his thank you card to Joel Embiid. Because I looked up a stat, like of all the 1,000 minutes he's played, like a lot of them are with Embiid, and you can see what he's like when Embiid's not out there. His whole, on both ends, it kind of just falls apart right now.
Redick didn't shoot like a white boy on Saturday.
He was 1 for 10, regardless of his complexion on Saturday.
Chris in Upper Darby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
What's up, Mike? Love the show.
What's going on, Chris?
If you listen to the report Ken Rosenthal illustrated, he says Bryce Harper and Scott Boras want the long-term deal, but it's contingent on the Philadelphia Phillies going over $300 million.
Yep.
So what I take on that is...
They didn't do it. Yep.
That's why
we're talking about that today, because I never really thought about that part of it.
And if you think about it, they're saying, hey, Phillies, I don't mind playing here. Only way I'm going to play here is if you go over $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
So get the deal done. I don't see what we're waiting for.
And you know what that it does to your fan base? In Italian, it's this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
that's what they're doing, your fan base.
And if I'm the Phillies, you got to look at it. The Sixers are getting better, so they're going to be playing in June. The day after that, you got the Eagles coming in. You're going to be irrelevant soon. You're going to be irrelevant in this city very fast if you don't get that marquee free agent. That's all I got to say, man.
I know. You're right on the button. If we find, and we will, believe me, we will, they're not hiding the fact that they bid below $300 million to get the guy, because that's going to come out, and your fan base is going to know that, and they're going to go, really? Of all that fanfare we talked about adding one of these marquee guys, and you didn't want to go to the going rate, and we're supposed to feel good about plunking down $40 a park? Chris, South Jersey, on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Yeah, good evening. I think Phillies are going to sign Harper. I just flat out think he's going to be a Philly.
I hope you're right.
And I think I heard something this morning.
But where do you get the feel? Where are you getting that feeling?
A friend of mine who works with me, his first cousin is the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. So I got a little intel for
Bisciotti is his cousin?
Yeah, Joe, his name is Joe, it's his first cousin, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. But I'm from Millville, and I grew up right across the street from the high school that Trout hit home runs from.
Uh-huh.
And I've talked to Trout personally because he's thrown balls to my kids.
Uh-huh.
His dream was always to play for the Phillies.
Uh-huh.
His parents still live in Millville.
Yeah, I know that.
He comes back to Millville.
I know he does.
And he would love to come to Philly, not only to be a Philly player, because I think his statistics would even be higher, is one reason why Harper's going to come to Philly, and two, is giving back to the community.
I hope you are right, but here's the thing that gets in the way of that. He's got 2 years left on his contract. The California Angels are negotiating to re-up his contract. Why would he turn down the biggest contract in baseball history to be a free agent in 2 years?
Between me and you said you talked to Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Has he even cast a baseball check? I don't even think he cast one of his baseball checks.
Who are you talking about, Trout?
Yeah, he lives off his endorsements. Money, then he lives off his baseball money.
Yeah, now we're back into Nick Foles territory. He doesn't want to make money. He'd rather be a backup quarterback. If the California Angels offered him $40 million a year, are you telling me he would turn that down for the possibility that in 2 years, while he's not getting hurt, he would be a Philly?
Yes, because Machado turned it down. He could have done the same thing.
Child would turn what down? Child accepted $300 million.
1 year for $40 million, and for
Machado just accepted $300 million.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with Harper's going to do with Philly. He's going to accept either $300 or $350.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm not buying it, and I respect the fact that you can go across the street from Millville High and probably hit a couple home runs in your yard. But I'm not feeling it. Speaking of stuff in my yard, I tell you a story about that that kid, my sure house neighbor, was hitting real golf balls.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Dent in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had a lot of trouble down there.
I know,
sure
and then
house.
They cut down
they
your tree.
They destroy your tree. They're hitting golf balls into your house.
I just got the estimate.
For the tree?
From my landscaper.
To replace it with like a real tree.
The cost of replacing it with three trees.
Yeah, you need three to make up.
A 50-foot high tree that is irreplaceable. So three 20-foot trees would have to go there to replace it adequately for aesthetic value.
Oh, boy. That's not
how
cheap.
Much does a tree run nowadays?
This late, my neighbor said that she would take care of everything. Now, when she gets this bill, I guarantee you that she's going to squawk, and I'm going to have to wind up going to court.
Well, do you want to tell us or you want to keep that secret?
You want to guess a number? I'll tell you whether you're close.
Four!
For what?
1,000?
It's way higher. It's way...
Four.
Four. Well, that's the only number I have on the board. On the button board.
That's like what the Phillies are offering Harper.
That's only one. No, what's it like?
20,000.
Times that by like 8.
Really?
Yes.
Like $30,000?
20-foot trees is cheap?
No, I don't know how much trees cost, man. I can't afford trees.
They got to cut down the 50-foot tree first.
So you're looking at $30,000.
Yeah, the ballpark.
Yeah, she's not going to want to pay that.
Uh-huh.
You going
to
court.
Well, guess what? You're now the defendant. And I'm the plaintiff. And that's how we'll roll.
That is insane.
And if I were you, I'd see your damn landscape. I told her already. I said, listen, this is going to cost a lot of money. I know you're being all generous and everything. This is going to cost a lot of money, maybe more than you think. I would countersue your landscaper. She goes, I don't believe in suing her. I said, all right.
You about to?
Does she know? Yeah. Does she know how much a tree costs nowadays?
If I take this to court, she's in. I guarantee you, she's in it for $50,000.
I paid
a
lawyer.
As a punitive measure.
Oh, man.
Whew. What am I supposed to do?
Landscaper barked up the wrong tree there,
didn't he? Yeah, I just put a couple hydrangeas there, and we're good. Come on, man. You cut down my 50-foot tree.
That was a beautiful tree.
All right. Going into 5 o'clock hour, but we got to say goodbye to our NBC Sports audience. Thanks for watching, everybody, on TV side. 5 o'clock hour right ahead after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.